Christ, who is the image of God. What I want us to pray for those three people for 3 minutes for the next 3 months is that the spirit that blinds their minds would be bound. I heard a wonderful analogy, and I wanted to share this morning of that, is how many people have been to a great cathedral or seen a great cathedral, one of the ones that has the great big rose windows. And how many people can remember from the outside that window looking kind of not that impressive? Do you know what I mean? Like they look kind of gray, a bluey gray haze. There's nothing that, you know, the form is pretty good, but it's nothing that's extraordinary. And then you walk into the cathedral, and that same gray, dull-looking window is just alive. That's what I want you to pray, is that the spirit of the age that we live in, that wants to dull, that wants to detract from the glory of who Jesus is, from the amazement of who he is, would be bound, and people would walk into and see who Jesus is. So that's the second thing. The third thing I want us to pray for our three people for 3 minutes a day for the next 3 months is that they would desire to know God as their Father. Romans 8:15 says this: "The Spirit you receive does not make you a slave so that you will live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship." And by him we cry, Abba, Father. You know, we live in a world of orphans, of people of all ages who walk around, who live their life not knowing that they're a son or a daughter, not knowing that they are part of a family, not knowing that they have a father who is more loving than they could ever hope or imagine. And that in that family, they're not a second-rate citizen. They're not a second-rate member. They're the heir. That they would desire to know God as their Father. The fourth thing that I want us to pray for our three people for 3 minutes, for the next 3 months, is pray that other believers would come across their path. Now, be specific in your prayer because you want to pray for good believers to come across their path. Those are the knowing laughs of people who have been around for a while. Do you know? But in all seriousness, pray that, I mean, I love the story of God, I think a mother praying for a son that released the hounds of heaven on him. You know, let's pray that for our three people, in our 3 minutes, for the next 3 months, that those people, no matter where they go, no matter where they find themselves, there are followers of Jesus who have the courage to share a little bit more and a little bit more. What if at the end of these 3 months, they're just compelled? Does everyone know this Jesus? Pray that no matter where they go, no matter what they're doing, God has got someone near them, someone close to them. And the fifth thing, final thing, is that they would have a divine encounter. So for our three people, for 3 minutes, for the next 3 months. This is in Ephesians 1, verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Imagine those three people. How many people have your three people already? Hands up. Big. Be proud of it. You got your 3 minutes. Imagine those people coming to that amazing moment where they realize who God is, how much he loves them, the life that he has in store for them, the grace that is theirs, the forgiveness that is theirs. So who's up for the challenge? Come up and grab your card if you are.
Should I make it rain?
My hope, my prayer is that we're run off our feet. Do you know? That as a church, we're scrambling to keep up. Imagine if next year our Connect groups are, 3 alpha courses in the first term just to cope with the influx. Imagine if our time and our energy and money are spent on training up disciples of what it means to follow this God who loves them more than they ever hoped or imagined. What if things actually get a wee bit messy? Do you know? Wouldn't that be a wee bit exciting? You know, what if we turn up and some great stuff happened we weren't expecting? How exciting would that be? I think it would be brilliant. Just for the podcast, I got some affirming nods to that. which by Maharangi Vineyard standards is like almost losing control. So well done. Hey, I want Paul to come up, and Paul's just going to share a wee bit about this men's group. And I wanted to do it in the context of this because I think we're already moving forward. We're already, so we've got a men's night coming up I shared with in the announcements. It's called Porn and Pizza. So it's looking at what is the world we live in. What is an unbelievable weapon and trap that our enemy has to really, I'm probably taking your stuff, so I better be, but to really destroy the lives of so many men and so many families and so many people and so many women. And so as a church, we're praying, but we're also getting stuck in.
Hey, it's good. God is looking for some heroes. We live in an age where people, you go and watch movies about superheroes, all that stuff, people who save the world. Well, I'm on the recruit because pornography is destroying the church, quite simply. The statistics coming out of the States say that in the average church, 50 to 70% of its men will have actively engaged in pornography in the last month. 20 to 30% of women will have engaged actively in pornography in the last month. this stuff is hitting the church really hard. How do you actually stand against an enemy that you're in league with? Secret sin, guilt, shame, all the stuff that the enemy loves is in action big time in our churches. You know, so what I want you to think about is what sort of people, what sort of men want to come to this meeting? Well, those who've not yet used porn, and I'm hoping that's you lot, but maybe not. But those who have a friend or a family member that they think is at risk, because it's not all about you. Those are dabbling, those who think you can just play a little, those who are consistently using it. Any male believes in the future of the Church of Jesus Christ, because this is a battle worth fighting. This is a battle that could sink us. So on Friday night, we're going to meet at 7 o'clock. We're going to have some pizza together. I will ring you personally, and I will ask you what sort of pizza you want, and we will order it, and we will get it delivered there. And then we're going to sit down and talk about 6 ways to ruin your life. You know, it's interesting in the younger generation, they did a study in the States, and they asked people in the millennial group, which is sort of, you know, Generation X, Y, so they're up to about 30. And they felt that as an immoral act, it was only 32% found that pornography was actually an issue. But 56% of them felt that not recycling was an issue. And that's where we sit. That is the world that Lyndon's talking about. That is the world you're praying for 3 people, for 3 minutes, for 3 months for. Because they don't even know they're dying. And some people in this church will have real issues. And we're calling the men to stand by one another and stand by the women and actually be counted in a battle that makes a difference in this nation, in this community. So I will ring you all. But I want you to seriously consider being there on Friday night if there's any way you possibly can. You're exempt, Gary. You won't be here.
Cool. Brilliant. Hey, worship team, why don't you come on up? We're just going to finish.